To get with the programming, I'm Chase Ingram.
I'm Captain America.
And along with me is Bill Grundler.
Wolverine.
And they have been announced by one, by four, via email, on the website. It's everywhere. Shut Up and Scribble just broke all kinds of midday show records.
Yeah. I couldn't tell what I liked more was watching Taylor talk his way through it or JR scrambling to think how he was going to put it all together.
Well, it was all Taylor holding onto the mic and just like looking at his toes because he's just like stuck in his own head, but he didn't want to talk strategy like publicly. And then it was just like JR just looking into the ceiling, into his like computer Android brain for like 30 minutes. Both of them, I don't even know if they ever looked at each other once.
I don't think so either.
And then in 30 minutes, they were like peeking out at like 1,800 people just watching them just kind of like look into their own brains for like 30 minutes, which is hilarious to watch.
Well, and they were deep into those brains too. I mean, like Taylor was definitely the athlete, all into the athlete. What I'm going to do, what I need to do, what's this going to look like, what's it going to feel like? And JR is like, how am I going to set it up? How are we going to video this? How are we going to shoot this? What are my athletes going to do? How am I going to have to arrange that? So like you could tell that they were like on opposite sides of the spectrum.
Yes.
All within the same confine of one little box of their podcast.
Now, that wasn't actually the biggest announcement or unveiling of the day. The biggest one actually came on the Sivan podcast earlier this morning. And someone that I thought either had passed on or retired. But if this is really you, Trish, please tell me this is real.
I know. Dude,
we have missed you so much.
I saw a person talking on Sevons too, and I'm like, I wonder if someone took it.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're playing.
I wonder if someone took it. So I want to know what your late husband's name is. Nobody else? But, you know, this is like asking, this is your security question.
Security question. That's right.
This is that code word every family should have. And never share.
Pie, she says. Yes. Real as pie.
I would like to know. I also would like to know if you missed me. I feel like we had a pretty good thing going. Just saying. You know, Judy might get jealous though. By the way, Bill, have you seen Melanie? She's on Instagram. She'll tag us in her like garage workouts.
Yeah.
Did you see her most recent upgrade?
No.
So it's always been in just like a bare wood, empty.
Yeah.
Dude, she made that thing over.
I gotta look.
Let me see if I can find it. But she's been, I think she follows Lynchpin. I think it's in my messages somewhere. I'm gonna find it. But like, it doesn't look like the same place.
That's cool.
It doesn't look like the same place. Oh, yes, here it is. All right, let me see if I can pause. All right, I'll bring this up. Share tab. I'm gushing over you, Melanie. Here you go. So I always get a picture, or if she tags us in here, especially the OG culture. It's from this little place, right? We all know it. Yep. Dude, check out what is behind these wood panels. Wait for it. Look at that.
What?
Look at all the beer
cans.
Is that
like a college kid's house or what?
I can't remember what the answer was to that. I can't remember what the answer
was. What's funny is that was probably some stoned high school kid or a college kid that was like, this would be great. We'll stack these up and we'll put this wood up and they'll never know.
They'll never know. It's like, I wonder why.
We'll come back in 40 years and then we can like reclaim all the cans when they like are worth more money.
Oh, all right, Trish. I think it is you. Did you recently get fired from CrossFit? Because my assumption is that you were just some... and now you're back. Is that what happens? But damn, it's good to have you back. Let's see, Melanie, the former homeowner said her ex-husband was an alcoholic. So now she knew where he was hiding them.
Dude, that is crazy.
That's crazy. Like, I wonder why the acoustics were so good in here. Okay, so watch this little cut a hole in the ceiling. I don't know if there's music here, which is not why I'm not playing it. Sorry if you're listening on the podcast and you don't get to see what we're doing. But Melanie just like redid her whole garage. Look at this, dude. It doesn't even look like the same place anymore.
Wow.
Holes in the roof. She can do rope climbs in there. Check that out.
Look at that.
Isn't that awesome?
That is a sweet set. Wow, Melanie, that's awesome.
Right? Big difference.
See that the rope is right up there.
Yeah, it's like lines up. I would smack my head on that because I cannot fit in that hole.
How much space do you think you take? It's funny. You look at that and you're like, oh, that looks great. But you know how like when you lean back to do a rope climb? Like how much space do you think you take up?
Well, Melanie, she's not a large human. 6 feet. Yeah, she's not. But yeah, check that look. Look at that.
That's cool.
Right? That's the new digs. And that's, it's still going. Everything you need. Rack. And that's the old one. That's awesome. The other one. I know you guys aren't here for that, but I was proud. I was proud of Melanie. What a hell of a garage gym. We talk about that stuff. We talk about this. But let's talk about the big news of the day. Individual quarterfinal events have been released. Came via email. This is the email version, not the games.com version. Event number one. 4 rounds for max reps. 1 minute of snatches, anyhow. 1 minute of rowing for cals. 1 minute of dumbbell step-ups, followed by 1 minute of rest. 4 rounds for max reps. Bill, your first reaction seeing event number one.
Mini fight gone bad. I was like, yeah, that looks super fun. And to me, it fit exactly what Dave was talking about and CrossFit was talking about. It's accessible.
Mm-hmm.
I like that they had a snatch in there. I think the weight is good for that time frame of what you're looking for. So it's really going to force that barbell cycling.
Yeah,
it's going to allow the big rowers to row, but I don't think that it is totally all rowing because of the time frame.
Okay.
And something that really caught my eye was the 20-inch box step up, which brought me back to like, oh wow, we have a fight gone bad.
And
well, I mean, it's the same height.
Same height.
We got the same height. We got the correct weights.
Yes.
For a distance going upwards, the height that you're looking for. I liked it.
We have been saying this for years that if you're going to add weight to a step up, the boxes should be at different heights.
Yeah.
And here we are. Because Fight Gone Bad, you're right. They're both 20 inches, but it's unweighted. They're actually just box jumps. And right. Back in the day, they were rebounding. Like the PRs, like the greatest world record of all time of Fight Gone Bad will never be broken again.
No.
Because we could rebound back in those days.
Not even close.
And the rebounding wasn't like open hips at the top. It was like rebound off the bottom, rebound off the box.
You jump off, and that's opening the hips.
Yeah, I opened my hips before my feet hit the ground.
Right.
So those records will fully stand. But let me... Well done. CrossFit Games, you're paying attention. You're paying attention. 20-inch boxes for everybody.
How would you have thought about this as an open workout?
Love it. I wrote down something similar to this, but it was 5-minute blocks, and it was a WMG. So what I wanted to see in the open was max cal row for 5 minutes into max burpee box jump overs for 5 minutes, where the burpee is 1 and the jump is 2.
Yeah.
So you get... You get double the points, but you're still doing double the reps, right? And the reps actually even out pretty much. And then it was 5 minutes of dumbbell snatches with 50 and 30. And it's max reps plus max cals. So this is something I've wanted. The only thing, I was like, oh, it'd be cool if we just added like instead of the box step overs, like a WMG interval. Right, an interval were for weightlifting movements, an interval for gymnastics movements, and an interval for monostructural movements, and that's only because of what we have coming.
Exactly.
Right.
I thought the same thing, and I thought that was interesting that they did that, putting those two back to back like that.
Yes.
But on the initial reaction, I was like, yeah, because there's a lot of ways to play. The best of the best, it's going to be you're going to have to go full throttle on all the pieces.
Yeah.
But for the ones that are just sub that group, it's going to be classic Fight Gone Bad, which you can kind of Pat Barber this. Because you can go really hard on one,
okay.
Rest-ish on the second, hard on the third, and then you have a true rest on the fourth minute.
I'm going to go one level deeper for you.
Okay.
All right. These snatches, 135 and 85, they're snatches anyway. I'm looking at the scorecard at the moment.
Yep.
Right. Each rep starts with the bar on the ground. Barbell must be lifted overhead in one motion. No clean and jerks. Any style of snatch is permitted except the hang snatch. Rep counts in hips, knees, arms are extended, bar over the middle, slightly behind the body. When viewed from profile, feet are in line. Now, this part is really important because a lot of people will snatch with bent knees and then, or they'll step back before they drop the bar kind of a thing. But, you know.
Yep.
Now, here's what I'm thinking when I look at this, because I'm going to take a view of this from my current fitness level and what I've been doing. And I haven't snatched more than five times since in about 15 months. Because I, you know, if you guys are here for the first time, I said this a lot, coming off shoulder surgery, you know, I haven't been able to do that. The snatches for me, even if I was fresh, I'm doing singles no matter what.
Right.
I'm doing singles no matter what. So maybe in a minute, you're doing one every, if you think about four rounds in longevity and trying to get to the rower, right? The most reps I think you can get here are going to be on the row. Depending on what you're good at, right? But right. let's just say, all things being equal, you're the fittest person in the room. Snatches are going to be the least that you get.
Right.
Therefore, the snatches are the least important part of this workout.
Right.
Row is where you're going to get the most calories, the most bang for your buck. The step-ups, I don't think you're going to be able to get away from anyone unless you just stop. I think the step-ups are one of those things that, like wall balls, you can't really do faster, but you can make them harder if you try to. There's a pretty set pace on box step-ups. These are not step-overs. But let me double-check there.
No, they're step-ups.
They're step-ups.
Step-ups, yeah.
Okay. If you guys are watching, these are important step-ups. Each rep begins with both feet touching the ground. Dumbbells in the hang position. Dumbbells may start or remain on the box during rest. Oh, you can put the dumbbells in the box if you're taking a break.
Yep.
Love it. I think that's a cool rule.
That's fine.
Only feet may make contact with the box. So if you put the dumbbell in the box, that's a no rep. If you put your knee on the box, it's a no rep. Reps credited when both feet are on top of the box. So the hips and knees are fully extended and the head and shoulders of the hips. To me, if the rep is credited with both feet on top of the box, I can get off the box any way I want to. So what I would do is I would put the dumbbells on the box and hop down.
Are you trying to take over my title of the loophole over here? What are you doing?
Hey, Bill, you're rubbing off on me. I'm going another level of loophole. Okay,
that's not
a loophole. That's a true loophole. Because you said I could put the dumbbells on the box. My rep is credited once I step up. Why step off the box with dumbbell weights in my hands? Why don't I just step up, put the dumbbells at my feet, and go down?
Sorry, I want to put this one right here. God dang it. Trying to get jewels.
Athletes do not need to alternate their lead leg after every rep either. Which is kind of good because my right knee's been bothering me. Now, I might have one sore left butt cheek by the end of this. However.
I don't think it doesn't say, and I would do the same thing that Jules is talking about, angling the box. If I could step at the corner, I'd step at the corner.
Does it say? Oh, hold on.
Usually it will say.
Pushing the hands. All right, let's go through common no reps. Pushing the hands, dumbbells, and the legs. Okay, yeah, duh. Descending before you reach full extension, not extension. I see nothing about angling the box.
I'd go with the angle.
I'd angle the shit out of that box if I'm allowed to.
Yep.
You going to let me angle a 20-inch box?
Yeah.
All right, there you guys go. There's free tips.
Totally.
Feel free to tip us in the tip jar.
Yeah, I would have the way you were going your steps. I would have when I was looking at that. Even though I did say like go on hard on one, you have a rest. Go hard another, you have a rest. I was thinking that there's no reason at all to ever stop on the row,
right?
So you can constantly get reps.
Ooh.
Step ups. You have a better chance of going constantly on the reps. And the snatch, there's no way you're going 1 minute unbroken.
If
for some reason you do, you're not going to do that any other one. So like, you're right. That will be the order of priority as far as what you're going to get.
All right.
And honestly, the best scores I've ever gotten on Fight Gone Bad is when I rested one of the ones, like if I wasn't going to get that many calories on the row, but I knew that I could crush the push press.
Yeah.
I would send it on the ones where I knew I could get the points because those are expensive.
All right, Vindicate, can't do that, Chase. Dumbo can only touch the box at the start and the end. Yeah, I know.
At the end of the rep count?
My rep is completed when I stand up on top of the box. Therefore, it's over, and it says I can put the dumbbells on the box when I want to rest. Guess what my rep is over, what I'm doing? I'm resting because I'm putting my dumbbells down by my feet and hopping off the box and then going again. Now, I'm not saying that's going to be the fastest for the elite, but those of you that are trying to get the most out of what you're capable of, there you go. That's like doing singles on deadlifts, which I don't necessarily recommend. However, you're removing the eccentric lowering.
Well, I'm not good at that.
I'm not either.
Some people are really good at that, tempoing.
All right, next one. No calories will be recorded at the 1 minute mark. Different than the open, rollover calories that occur after the minute do not count. So here's what I'm thinking. Let me go back to the workout. 3, 2, 1, go. Round one, and I'll just say a bit more from my perspective and abilities. I'm going to do a snatch, maybe one every 6 seconds. I'd like to get 10.
Yeah.
Okay. The one extra rep I have to do to drop my pace from one every 12 seconds to one every 10, or sorry, one every 6 seconds to one every five, whatever, it's not worth the single rep. Why? Because I'm going to row my ass off. But I'm also going to stop at the 55-second mark and sit my ass on my rower with my hands at the ready. And as soon as that minute hits, I'm rowing.
Yep.
And I'm rowing up into the minute to make sure that even if like it's at 59, I'm not going to let that cal go. I know I don't get the rollover, but if I got opportunity to hit double zeros, great. And then I'm moving to the box. I know I got a minute rest after this. After this round, snatches are the least of my worries. And that minute of snatches is a minute of active rest with maybe a snatch every 10 seconds.
Dude, if that.
If totally. That. The snatches totally. After this, for the majority, like if you want to go to semifinals, you got to snatch. If you want to do the best that you're capable of, you don't need to snatch.
Nope.
At all.
Nope.
Now, I mean, maybe it'll help like 2 or 3 reps that you don't have to row. Fine. But the bang on the buck is the row.
Yeah.
And for me, and where I'm
you
at,
maximize that minute, dude. Yeah.
I've maybe done 5 snatches at that weight or 5 training sessions at that weight. I know I can row. You're going to tell me I got to row for a minute, box step up for a minute, and I get 2 minutes of rest in between each of those? No problem. Right. No problem. I'll be rowing 25 plus cals each time because I know I'm not going to snatch that much.
Yeah.
And I'd rather row harder for 3 to 5 cals than snatch 3 to 5 more bars.
Well, it's just easier to get that.
Yep.
It's just so much easier to get 1 calorie on the row than it is to get 1 rep on the snatch.
Yep.
And there's... Okay, pick any of the big barbell cyclers.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to get 30 cals snatching or 30 reps snatching.
No, the only thing they're going to get is less cals if they touch and go the barbell.
100%. They will be smashed on.
This is like rowing a 140 pace in the open when you knew that a 145 would actually get you more rounds.
Yep.
I know you can do it, and I know it's hard to hold, but it's not going to actually benefit you in the long run. It's 4 rounds of this.
Or running on the shuttle run or just walking.
Quick little question to you. What about the order here? Do you find putting row in the middle with that contingent of no rollover calories in the minute weird, or would you rather put that in the final minute? Like snatch, step up, row.
I think...
I don't even know the answer to that question. I'm just throwing it out there.
I was going to say it would have been cool to have a couple things to kind of mute your ability for the row,
mm-hmm.
because then you just send it into your 1 minute rest.
Right.
But I like that since it's in the middle, like you can't send it the way you want, or you're not going to mentally, it's going to be harder to send it the way you want to because it's bookend with those other two movements. So I think for some, it's going to slow them. Like they're going to be thinking about the other two movements rather than putting the spotlight. If it was at the end, the spotlight would be on the row.
Are you surprised they're not allowing a rollover here just for ease of scoring? Are they going to watch the video?
No, they're not.
Okay.
I mean, like, I don't think that they should even put that in there because you're right. Like, they're not going to. By saying that, they realize the importance of the row.
Yeah.
But it's like, that to me is kind of like, it doesn't, like, you already started moving before the time. So.
And this is what I was talking about, like, Halpin. And I'm thinking, like, for judging and recording purposes only, I feel like.
That would be so hard.
I feel like snatch dumbbell row is an easier at order.
I wasn't even thinking that way. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And allow the rollover.
It shouldn't even matter.
Right. We did it in the open. Anyway, that's just little things. But overall, I dig it. Like, if you want to go to semifinals, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy that one.
Yeah.
Enjoy that one. Oh, man. The 20 inches. God bless you guys. That's great. 135 and 85. All right. All right.
Okay, that was dumb, but whatever.
All right. Hey, but I would rather have the 20-20. I think that's better. Okay, let's go down to the next one. Three rounds for time. 50 wall ball shots. 2014 to 10 and 9. All right, so we're back to the old ways.
Dumb.
50 lateral burpee box jump overs at 24 and 20. So we're using the box and back-to-back events. There's two different heights because, and we are totally cool with this, is that we're jumping onto something. It should be a height discrepancy between men and women. Yes, Thomas, I know it's always for ease of loading between the 135 and 85, but, you know, if we're going through ease of things, then there's not a lot of consistency there. Anyway, all I see on this workout is 150 burpee box jump overs.
100, dude, totally.
Like the wall balls, it's a lot like the snatches in row couplet that we just talked about. I would be better suited to do 5 sets of 10 wall ball shots and just not let my heart rate jack up or flush my legs with fatigue and then keep a good steady pace on the burpee box jump overs. There's going to be so much more time wasted on 50 burpee box jump overs than you'll gain by doing 50 wall ball shots unbroken.
We just did a workout that had 60 burpee box jump overs in it. 60.
60.
And it took a long time.
I mean, what is that going to take you?
Granted, it was in the middle of the workout.
Right, but this is going to be in the middle of the workout. On average, what was
it? I know. That's what I mean. Like in 60, in the middle of our workout, it took the pace that you had at that point was not fast. It's not like burpee box. It's not like burpee, like bar facing burpees.
Right.
It is so much slower. So, like, I don't even see the wall balls. The wall balls are like, thank God I get to take a breath mentally.
Yeah.
Off the 9 gazillion burpee box jump overs that we have. In all reality, I don't like the workout. I just think it's dumb to have that many burpee box jump overs.
Would you have preferred just box jump overs? Then the time frames between the two are very similar and you still get the leg box jump over, step over?
Because then the wall balls matter for the box jump overs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The intensity would be way higher.
Way higher.
Yeah.
They didn't even need to have.
Do you think the burpee helps maybe offset a height bias? If it was just wall balls and box jump overs, that's a big boy. That's a tall athlete workout. Do you think the burpee helps?
No,
offset that at all?
I mean, I could see how that could be a possibility, but I don't think because of the tempo that you're going, I don't think it does.
Okay.
All it does is just slows everybody down.
All right. Some housekeeping here for you guys. Wall ball shot requirements, obviously below parallel. Black pants, that's not a really good start, but ball rep is credited when the center of the ball hits the target clearly above the specified height. So don't hit the tape line. Throw over the tape line as a standard. No reps below parallel, hitting the ball too low, ball not making contact. Okay, we know that. But back to the workout, dude.
Gross.
What? Gross.
Gross.
Work capacity at its max level, coming off an interval one, which is, still dipping in the same pond. But dude, 150 lateral burpee box jump overs. This is what, a 1 to 2 work difference? Like wall ball shots, let's just say on average, to make it easy, 1 every 2 seconds.
Right. You got like 2 minutes.
Burpee box jump overs at a quick pace, 1 every 4 seconds.
Dude, you're flying if you're doing 1 every 4 seconds.
Right? I mean, think of what we just did or what we just saw Colton, Berman,
right.
Tim, and John do.
Yeah.
100 bar facing burpees. And like John just broke 5 minutes, right? That's 1 every 3 seconds. That's the pace.
Right.
Remember the pace at which he was going just to do that. Or Tim Murray with a 4:15 or 4:10. And then Jake and Colton were sub 4. But the paces that they had to go. So I even think 1 every 4 seconds for 50 times 3. This might be like a 1 to 3. Right?
Dude, I think easily. I think that that set's going to take, like when they gave, what is it, 20 minutes?
Yes.
There are going to be a lot of people that are going to be capped out on this. A lot of people.
That's a good point. 20 minutes is the cap. So 50 wall ball shots, let's just say if you're being generous.
If you go 2.5, 2 and 5.
2 and 5 is, oh, you miss it.
Right.
If you go 2 and 5, you miss it. But 5 minutes for 50 lateral, that's 1 every 10 seconds. That's pretty slow.
Okay, I'm not talking about the best of the best right now.
Okay.
Obviously, none of them are in danger here.
We're just talking. Right. We're talking both ends, right?
I'm talking
the best and the rest, just
I'm
like CrossFit programming.
I'm talking 10%, top 10%. Everyone will do great on the first 50. The next 50, their mind will start to go numb. The last 50, people will be falling all over the box. It will be a slobber fest over the box for the last 50.
Trish, I used to give BBJOs behind a Dairy Queen in Skillet in Missouri when I was a young lady. Oh. Trish, I'm glad we both never met in our youth. Or maybe I'm sad we didn't. Dude, yeah. Burpee box jump overs, good luck.
Compare the two.
Okay. I like the first one way better.
Obviously, thumbs up on the first one.
Yeah.
I'm not downing
this one either.
Not yet. Honestly, not yet. But I don't want burpee box jump overs to be something that is, I just don't know if that is what I would pick to as a movement
mm-hmm.
to put someone to semifinals, to get to the top 40 in your region.
Okay.
That would be my concern at this point. Not saying no, just saying that like I'm having a hard time. I mean, granted, we're going to look at the other things, but like that would be one of the things that when I first saw these coming up, the first one, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
We have I see the capacity there. Now this one is okay. All right. Here's your burpees are going to go. And didn't we already have a shit ton of burpees already?
Well, but yes. Anyway. Scott Middleton, people will be going full. I'm assuming that's full. Full chase on the last round of those boxers. Yes. Yes. I agree.
I mean, shit, that was 45, right?
Some housekeeping. Start on one side of the box. Chest and thighs must touch the floor at the bottom of each rep. Return to both feet with the hands off the floor before jumping. 2 foot takeoff must be used. 2 foot landing is not required. Okay. Let's see. Only feet may make contact with the box. There is no hip or knee extension required at the top of the box. Alternatively, you may jump completely over the box. Okay. Rep is credited when both feet are on the opposite side of the box. Athletes must step down on top of the box unless they choose to jump completely over. Note, a strict lateral orientation is not required. Athletes may face... Okay, I don't know why you would do that. Things not allowed, chest and thighs, stepping up, touching the box with knees. All right. If a no rep is given for any reason, the entire lateral burpee box jump over must be repeated. Okay.
All right.
And no jumping off the top of the box.
I wouldn't do that anyway.
Yeah.
150 of those things? Nope.
Whew, man.
150, dude. Like, look at what everyone's brain did for 100 burpees. 100 in the open. This is 50 more than that.
Yeah. Open
was 90.
It was only 90 in the open.
I know what happened then.
All right. Now, as we get to the later, we got 2 more events to do. By the way, tune in tonight, or I guess this afternoon, Barbell Spin will be going through this. They go at 4:30 Pacific. Then the, I don't know how to do this like end credit thing that goes to them. I need Will. I need a Brandstetter. And then tonight, 6 p.m., the CrossFit Games update show on the Savan podcast. And then tomorrow, it's on Taylor versus the world. So go to the Heat One app. $2,500 are up for grabs on the Heat One app. Pick your poison. And I heard some prop bets are getting made right now.
So cool.
I heard some prop bets getting made. As we get into the other two events, I'm going to circle back a little bit with my first of, hey, as I see this unfold, man, it would have been kind of cool if this. All right. So anything else on this one before we move on?
No.
All right.
Brain dead. Brain dead.
I cannot believe when I saw the picture. I stand by what I said. I thought there would be no way rope climbs would be programmed in quarterfinals because of group class, and then an event. Let me preface this by this. I love this event. Fit Chase without a reconstructive shoulder would have wrecked this event. This will be by far my worst finish. Maybe even with the barbell coming up. All right. I did not think there was a chance in hell. Look at my vote on the Heat One app that we were going to get rope climbs in quarterfinals.
Nah, same. Same. This was. What's so weird is this workout, this event is so good. It's so cool. It's so fun, and it will be so fun to do. But it is everything that they said that the quarterfinals would not be. That's the part that confused fuck out of me.
Let's just put out there, JR echoed these sentiments very politically, which I will do. I will let Bill speak his mind.
I will. Yeah, totally.
Just, you know, code word. Yeah. Don't forget the code word.
I'll pop you out.
I got handstand pushups. All right. I need a wall.
Yep.
Tape line.
Yep.
The old, 30-inch tape line, 10 inches off the edge of the wall. Make sure you guys measure it from the backside, not the front side.
Yep.
We'll get there in a second. I need a pull-up rig. I need a rope 15 feet high and a pair of rings. And hopefully, somehow, in all of my affiliates, somewhere in the world, all of those things are accessible in my affiliate and somewhere that can fit in a camera frame if I have to film these.
Yep.
This is Trish. It is you. You know what I'm going to do? Oh, you know what I can do? All right. Bill, your turn. You know what we're going to do?
Okay. I kick Chase out for a little bit. Here's the thing, you guys. This event is so good. It's so good. But it leaves a bad taste in my mouth when if we are forced to move one way and think, okay, it's going to be accessible and all the affiliate owners are not going to have to worry about anything and we don't need any layouts and you're not going to have any tape and you're not going to have to do this and that. And they tell you all that stuff and you get us kind of dumping that way. And then you put this in there. It's all of a sudden I go away from looking at how cool the event is, but how jacked up all of this stuff is. And that's the hard part about this one. This is, if I have athletes that are needing to videotape, and to show this, it is going to be virtually impossible to have any sort of video that remotely shows the athletes in a judgeable sort of way from any sort of a video. That being the case, this is going to be super fun to do. I'm still going to have this we're going to program this for our regular classes anyway. And we have rope climbs in our regular classes. You know, I have six ropes of different varying types, and the better athletes usually get the better ropes. But like that set of five is going to be, that's tough. That's a lot.
Oh, I'm back.
It's going to really hold up the class. If you're trying to do it, it's going to be a rough deal. So logistically,
a lot of warm up here.
Ass. Oh dude, logistically pain in the ass.
Massive.
As far as what they were looking at before doesn't even remotely fit into the, the box of what they said that the events would look like, take all that stuff out. And other than that, it's fucking great.
All right. While I was gone, I don't know how that happened. Trish, I told you to comment in. I did something special, Bill. We've been meaning to do this for a while. I just didn't know how to do it. And then I was watching the Savant podcast this morning and I was like, oh, that's how you do that. So if Trish makes a comment, you should see something different. Mm. It's been a long time coming. Shoot, we've been doing this for 4 years.
I mean, you know.
But
it happens when you get older.
But with your sentiments, I echo the same thing. I love this workout.
Oh my, hold on. I didn't even look at the age group ones.
Oh no.
I'm seriously, a 2-inch riser.
Oh no. Hey, easy, Bill. That's not what we're here for.
Not doing it.
Oh. Hey, did it not pop up? Oh yes, there it is. Trish. I gave her a wrench, Bill.
Oh.
That's my welcome back gift. That is the first wrench on the Get With The Programming podcast. The first one. The very first one. I know. You guys have been giving me crap for not doing that, but a wrench for the winch. Oh, yes. Yes, I slid into Trish's DMs and sent her my wrench.
There you go.
Which is great because, yeah, I look good in blue. Yes, you do. All right. Yeah, first wrench. I want to throw that out. Let's go to standards because I feel like this is going to be very important for some people that may or may not reside in Hungary. No? Nobody got that? No? Did that not land? She doesn't listen to this show. Let's
be
honest.
I was reading how Trish got a wrench to tighten my nuts is what I read.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. Did somebody just...
Whoa, dang.
Did somebody just say that? Yeah. Trish got a wrench to tighten his to tighten Bill's balls. Oh, I thought that was for me. I'm glad he left me out of that one. Woof. I'm already sweating over here giving Trish the wrench. All right, everybody pay attention. Tape line, wall. The tape line must be 30 inches or 76 centimeters in length, end to end, and measured from the wall to the outside edge of the tape line is 10 inches or 25 centimeters. And the tape line must be no wider than 2 inches or 5 centimeters. So don't measure from the inside. It is from the outside, from the wall to the outside of the tape. I think if anybody screws this up this year, they should be automatically disqualified from competing.
What? Dude, this shouldn't even be... Yes.
Let's go the rogue route, and if you did it wrong, you're out.
You're out. Done.
Oh, done. Jamie, my God. I mean, we've had some vicious comments in here, but wow. Good Lord.
Wow.
For one second, I feel a little bit better because it's Jamie Weston. I thought it was Jamie Latimer. I was like, good. I'm going to get like a phone call after this. Lord, measure from the base. Got it. This show. When did this show become?
Have you guys not gotten laid in a while, or what the heck is happening right now?
Are you guys like we're not just a fluff piece for the Savant podcast in the Sevenistas? All right, this is like some Savant level comment section. I'm just trying to run a nice show. All right, I already broke my promise because when someone was like, "Oh, I'm not going to be able to listen in front of my kids because everybody's dirty," I'm like, "No. Today will be good." Today's the worst we've ever been. Lord.
It is because of Trish, man. She comes back in Trish. And then what happens? You've defiled the show, Trish.
You have defiled the show. All right. Strict handstand push-ups or regular handstand push-ups? Both hands must be touching the tape. Any portion of the hands touching the line, fingers is okay. Heels against the wall, both arms fully extended, shoulders in line with the body. I would like to see that. And arms fully extended in line with the body before descending. At the bottom, the head must make contact with the ground. The head does not need to touch the tape line. The rep is credited when the athlete returns to the lockout position with heels on the wall, arms, hips, and legs fully extended, shoulders in line with the body. So for all of you people that leave your ass on the wall, who maybe have the capacity to open up all the way, you like that? You like all these cryptic things I'm throwing out? I'm proud of those.
I picked up that one. I saw that one.
You know what? On
make it anyway.
Pedro's show of Around the Whiteboard today, Holy crap, we have 400 people watching this show.
What?
Watch out, Mayhem. We're coming for you guys. You had Boz on live. It's just me and Bill talking with Trish with the new wrench. And we're almost pushing that pace. Tell your friends, let's beat Mayhem today. That'd be awesome. Where was I going with this?
Ass on the wall.
Ass on the wall, yes. Ass
showing
on the wall.
Showing capacity.
Showing capacity, yes. No reps, not touching there. Not reaching the correct finish. Oh, there you go. Does everybody see that? No. No, no. And no. Feet wide outside the hands. Also no. Seen all of that. I've seen all of that. I don't want to piss off Bill. Hey, are you going to do them all? Are you going to do?
I'm going to do the open version.
All right, cool. I want to see where you place. Your full confidence of top 200, even with the open weights?
In a lot of them, it really depends on some of the movements. It depends on what they do with the movements.
I have all right.
Like, I haven't even looked at them. Do I think I can hang in there? Yeah, I think I can hang in there.
I do too. All right, how about this? Before the show is over, we'll go through the age group ones.
Oh God!
And then you, with it, no critiquing. I just want to show them, and then you tell me I got this.
Okay.
I don't even have to look at him. I'm voting yes, not as your friend. I'm putting my analyst hat on, and I believe you will.
I believe that I would be able to do that too.
I make the top 200? I don't know about that. this event's gonna kill me. I think the most handstand, like, I was never great at handstand pushups to begin with. It's just not in my physical nature. I've got long arms and I have a lot of weight and ROM. But I think the most handstand pushups I've done in a row since I added them 2 weeks ago for the first time, since August of 2022, was 5. We'll see. I don't know. I'll give it a shot.
I'm way better at regular handstand pushups than strict. I'm okay, but, like, you know how, as with most gymnastics, there's that the range that you have where you're going, okay, I'm getting kind of close to, I might not be able to do another. It's like good, 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 fail.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Like, you hit the wall that quick. So we'll see.
We'll see.
But I love the event. 400. It looks amazing. It's going to be super fun to do. This one will be super fun to do.
I am really, yes. Trish just headboards, right? Oh, Lord. I really hope you're not actually like a 70-year-old woman. if somehow I make it into heaven, God will meet me at the gates and just pull out this transcript of what we've been saying for the last 20 minutes. It's like, hey, let's talk about this. Huh? What's this right here? Who is Trish? No, like, son of a bitch. Will you go get her? She's got to be here by now. Will you go tell her it was a joke? Oh, God. All right. I know we touched on the affiliate effectiveness and whatever. Like, yeah. I don't think that's going to be easy for affiliate owners to run. This is more one of those weekend workouts, so that might be what they were thinking about. It's not as many people are coming to the gym on Saturday and Sunday, and that's really when this submission window starts. Right? Nobody should be doing this on a Friday. You have the other two to do. So,
true. That's true.
It's a weekend workout.
That's true.
So it's just you and, but listen, if you qualify 25 to 30 people in your affiliate, like, okay, the most ropes I ever had in my gym was 5.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. 5 to 15 feet, let alone the fact that we had 18-foot ceilings and we could do something like that.
Well, and that.
But the gym I'm going to right now has one.
Five rope climbs is a large. If it was one rope climb or two, okay, that's one thing. But
do,
like,
you really think five is a lot? Though
hanging there for a while.
Oh, you mean five ropes,
like,
in the gym?
I mean, just as far as, like, again, I'm not against.
Yeah.
Like, if you're at the games, this would be awesome. If you're at regionals, this would be awesome. If you're in affiliate, this would be tough.
Yeah.
It will be tough.
Yeah. Hey, I've been talking to Seth Page in the chat. I've been talking to him about jumping on his podcast and doing some, like, OG video reviews.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I told him to bring out the one where you tore your ACL in the middle of regionals.
You can bring up that one.
And then bring up my deadlift box jump workout, so we just talk about the shitty times and not the good times.
as crappy as that was, it was still...
finish the workout.
Beat people still.
Still beat people. I beat nobody. all right, any more things on this one?
No, we're good on this. This is a good... It'll be a fun
time
one.
Time cap, 15 minutes. Listen.
Let me ask you this. Okay. Let me ask you this. Do you think that this was... an appropriate jump in skill level coming out of the open? And how do you think it compares to some of the skill level from the past quarters? Do you think it's right in that realm?
I think this is the right place. I think it's right down the middle with past quarterfinals. I think this is an old school quarter. I don't want to say old school. We've been doing it for 3 years. This is a quarterfinals test, right? This is. I mean, we had bar muscle ups in the open.
Right.
Yes, this is a big jump, but I don't think it's an appropriate jump.
What is the piece that makes it a big jump? The 20 muscle ups?
No. It's at the end.
Handstand push-ups. I mean, because
the handstand push-ups.
We did 20 muscle-ups in the open 2 years ago.
No, it's not the muscle-ups. The handstand push-ups. And listen, at the end of the day, honestly, it's only 5 rope climbs. It's not that many.
What do you mean? No, it's 10.
No, it's 5.
2 rounds?
Oh, well, 5 at a time.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think this is an inappropriate one at all, because how did we have to get there? 3 rounds of 10 kipping and 20 toes to bar. Like, if you can't do a strict handstand push-up, oh, let me see this. These are questions I needed answers to. Let me find the scorecard here. Is there any tie breaks?
It would have to be at the end of the end of the round.
Nope.
Really?
No tie breaks. God. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. Whoo, I panicked.
Wow.
I panicked. No, that was the wrong one. I'm sorry. That was the wrong one. Everybody relax. Chase is wrong. Where are you? Share this tab. Here we are. My bad. It's like, what? What am I even looking at? Littering in. Oh, is it feet over the rings? Any part of the foot rising above the bottom of the rings during the kip. All right. Thank you.
I'm not going to watch the video for that anyway.
Yes. Tie breaks.
Okay, good.
Yes. Whew.
Okay, good.
Whew.
Why is that important? Because if you get to
because if you don't
up,
have...
There will be a lot of people.
Or you don't have a strict handstand push-up. Guess what? 3 same. Rounds for time, as fast as you can, 10 handstand push-ups and 20 toes to bar, and guess what? That's a great freaking workout.
Yeah, it is. Dude, that's so good.
It's a great freaking workout. And just to get to the rings that you may or may not be able to do, let alone the fact that you have a wall-facing push-up. Oh, they put chest-to-wall handstand push-ups. Damn it.
That's a cut and paste. That's
oh, come on, guys. It's not a chest-to-wall. Your chest isn't touching the wall. There's literally no other...
You want to know what's going to be great for like the middle percenters?
What?
The way the toes to bar are going to take out your rope climb, because when you have to pull your knees up...
Ooh, yes. Yes. Well, it's like the GHD's pistol one.
Yeah.
I'll still go to this day that a GHD pistol rope climb combo is a beautiful triplet.
Yeah.
It just has no business being in quarterfinals, let alone online competition at the volume at which it was. But if you, that's a good point.
That's going to do.
Oh, well, and muscle ups.
Oh my God. Yeah. Your hips are going to be gone.
Your muscle ups, you're going to have nothing left for muscle ups. You hung from the toes to bar for 60 reps, so your grip is pretty smoked. You had to do 10 rope climbs, so your grip is still smoked. And as Bill said, your midline is also smoked on an anterior side, so you're thinking hip flexors, let alone all the tricep work that you just did, 30, 20, 10. Everything you need to do a muscle up, pulling, rapid anterior flexion, to come over the top and then dip, like, good luck. Which, by the way, I love.
Right?
I love it.
That's why this event is so good. Like, it's drawn really, really well. And it's stupid that I even have to have any sort of issue with the fact that, like, okay, but it didn't fit in what you told us it was going to be.
Yeah.
That was the only thing. That's like, it's and it shouldn't be green. I should be like, okay, sweet.
Yeah. And listen, that's a bit nitpicky now that we know, like, it's in submission window 2. It's more of a weekend workout. It's going to be a bit easier. But if you have a large contingent of people who qualify for quarterfinals, which we hope you did, it's 25%. It's tough. It's not tough to run. And it's the really hard part, regardless of where you put it and how you manage it, it's going to be really tough to video unless you have someone that's moving your camera for you.
Yeah.
Chelsea Miller, this came up actually during the open. Chase, Bill, do you think they should get rid of the no glide kip rule? No, I don't.
No, because that's not even remotely the same thing.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close.
It's like, hey, why don't we just program everything ground to overhead instead of, say, snatches? I was like, because it's a different movement, and there should be a delineation between the two. But it's a fair question, and someone else, maybe Pedro can put it on around the whiteboard, but that's my answer. All right. The final workout.
This one made me really happy.
AMRAP in 10 minutes. 10 clean and jerks at weight one, rest a minute. 10 at weight two, rest a minute. 10 at weight three, rest a minute. And then max reps at weight four. In the time remaining, 135, 85, 225, 245. 85, 125, 155, 165. This is very reminiscent, if not the same, as the last chance qualifier workout, but it was done with squat snatches.
Yep.
Are these the same weights? I can't remember off the top of my head.
I don't know if they're the same weights.
I should look. Let me look it up. But, Bill, please gush all over this, as I know you
I love it.
Want to.
I love it. Everyone gets to play. Everyone gets to start. I think that the women's weights are incorrect. And at this level, knowing who we're trying to move forward, they should not have a pared-down version. And I don't care about ease of load or anything like that. I don't play with that anymore. So for the ladies, it should be 95, 135, 155, 165. I mean, think about what we're trying to push through.
Yeah.
This to me seems like when you're one of the more fit athletes, the fit and the strong athletes, you're going to be doing a lot of reps at that last weight.
Yeah.
You know, but I do love, I love the setup. I'm appreciative that they finally did it this way. I still think that this event could have been in the open. You know, could have used it in the open. It would have been fine. I do think that we needed some, especially coming off of the all gymnastics event that we just did.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful way to test strength. This is the correct way to test strength.
I agree.
At this stage. And I love the jumps even too. And even the rep set is nice. It keeps you at 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So it forces you to move quick, and you make those jumps quickly. I mean, when you're working on your last 10 reps of the 30,
yeah,
at 225, that's awesome.
I'm trying to remember that snatch workout. Was that like an online semifinal, maybe?
There was one of the
something. Anyways.
Whatever it is, it's similar of that. I'm sure it's taken as inspiration of.
Sure. Probably. Either way, question I saw Taylor and JR going back and forth on was the weight of the final bar.
I'm good with that weight, dude.
I am too, for what we've been told and what this could be. And if you are the strongest, like, so if you are Guy Malheros for the men, a Danny Spiegel for the women, or a Jeff Adler. Right? Like, you're going to get to that last bar and you're going to party because you are the strongest and fittest of the group, right? Not just the fittest, because if you're not the strongest, you're not going to do as many reps. If you're the strongest and not the fittest or fit, you're not going to do as many reps. But if you're what we're looking for to begin with, and that's fit and strong, right, then you are going to party all day with this weight, and you'll be able to display both.
The reason I think it's important is because, all right, so last year they had 275 and 185 for the women.
Yes.
Okay. And there was a lot of complaining. Even we complained about that. I didn't think that was a necessary weight for that particular.
I mean, we said 225 and 155 would have accomplished the task at hand.
Right. And so what this does is it is strength. But it's not a one rep max strength, of which we don't need to be even remotely close to. We need to see capacity strength right now at some increased weights. And knowing that we came from 185 out of the open, 245 as a barbell for reps. And if, you know, Halpin's saying that there's already someone that did it 21 reps. Okay, good. Like, that's capacity.
Yeah.
And we're showing strength. You can't not be strong.
Mm-hmm.
And do 245 21 times. Like, I think you're one of the right guys that needs to be going.
Barkley, thank
semis,
you.
You know what I mean?
The 21.4 online semifinals workout. Thank you, Barkley.
Was it the exact same?
It was the one when they did the online semis. Anyway.
Awesome.
As far as the weights, though, when I look at these, like, okay, 135, 85. I get it when we have ascending reps and there's a loading thing. I get that. I don't agree, but I get it. If it's just a one barbell, we're not changing the loading or like, then yeah, make it 135, 95, 185, 135. But since we're changing the barbells here, I'll let it slide.
Say you can have multiple barbells.
It probably. I'll go through this thing here, but okay, 35, 85. All right, whatever. But then we go 225, 155, 245, 165. Like we make up for it on the back half. And the most important bars, these first two bars are irrelevant.
Right. That's true.
Even the first three bars are irrelevant. At least we've got 225 and 155, which we haven't had, and 245, 165. So I'm glad at least the two most important bars have the weights that we need. Barley says, yeah, it's the same weights. Okay, so it's the snatch workout, but with clean and jerks. Interesting.
Yeah. Crazy.
Hmm.
Thanks, I don't Barkley. Disagree with what you're talking about. I don't disagree. However, I still just like,
I get it. I'm with you too.
Standard weights in there, man. Like we need to, I don't see the reason for having to do it. 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the top 25. It's fine.
Yeah.
Make it be the 95 and the 135. But whatever. I'm good.
Ellen Smith, lazy.
I'm good.
I don't think it's lazy.
No.
I'm actually really curious because a harder version of this was programmed 3 years ago. We don't necessarily have a repeat, but we do have something to compare it against. So I think it's interesting. I don't think it's lazy. And I like it. I think it's needed.
I wouldn't say lazy. I wouldn't say that. It's the same. There's a lot of things that I believe that the HQ, the programmers naturally just kind of fall into. One of those things is the 14 to the 9 foot target. Not because it needs to be or for any other reason other than, well, we've just done it that way.
Yeah.
The 185, 125. Even though we know that the women at this point can handle 135, I mean, every time in my gym, 185, the women are doing 135.
Same.
Or at least that's prescribed.
They go to 10 feet, it's 135, 95, 185, yeah.
So, like, I don't think that there's, I don't want to say it's lazy. I think it's just, okay, this has been the status quo because it does when you get to the semis and you get to the games, they're not throwing to 9 feet at that point.
Right.
They didn't throw to 9 feet at the semis, did they? No, I don't think they did. I don't think they did because I think we got all excited about that. But anyway, I think that's kind of where they
I think that was
jump,
like
they
age
just kind
group.
Of, they just kind of assume. They
I think
just
that was age
it.
Group last year.
That's fine. But dude, I love this event.
It's good.
I'm excited to do this.
It's going to separate people where they need to be separated. Let me see if I can find some stuff on the scorecards here real quick. Gosh, I'm glad they have time caps or time checks in the third one. And those are the perfect places to put them to.
Right.
Well done.
Right.
Well done. All right, let's see. I was hoping this would be the case. Time checks after every 10. Check that.
Good. Perfect.
All right. You can't get to 185. Well, it'd be kind of weird to race 10 clean and jerks, but you know, if you can't get to 185, to me, that sounds like 10 clean and jerks at 135 might be a good little sprint for you. But then you get to spend the next 9.5 minutes trying to PR your clean and jerk.
Well, and you should have already done
also
135.
Yeah, you did 135 pound thrusters and thrusters and snatches. Like we've said in the past a lot, they're like very, very similar weights in PRs.
Yep.
Depending on your deficiencies and strengths. But I like how you have a time cap after each one. Because for me, I might be able to get through the 225 clean and jerks. I've only done that once since coming off shoulder surgery. The 245, I haven't tried that weight yet. But... All right, now let's look at these as a whole. As Halpin just said, CAP, and this is a cool thing that CrossFit did with CrossFit Affiliate Programming, has all the workouts in there and how they're showing to run a group class. So that's a cool thing that CAP's doing right now. So if you guys are like, oh, how do I do this with a group? You've at least got some material to go to. In fact, I'll just pull it up right now. I'm an affiliate owner. All right. Here's your cap. Okay, these are your four. I won't give it to the world, but they're in here. I just wanted to show all four at the same time. Looking at it as a whole, as a an overall test with four events, with the big question is, are we going to be able to program enough stuff to accomplish both accommodation to the 25% and filter 40 and only 40 to every semifinal for men and women with 20 less in both semifinals for the US and 20 less in Europe. And what we've shown is like these semifinals are clearly the most densely like packed talent pool in the world, right? When you look at all four of these combined, interval workout in the first one where it's just, that's like that interval workout at the CrossFit Games. I don't like that interval workout at the CrossFit Games was disgusting. I did it.
Yeah.
And it looked like it, honestly, when you saw it on paper, and I saw this a lot, even I in my head, I was like, oh, look, a group class workout. And then I finished the first round. I'm like, holy shit. Okay. Great work capacity test. I see the same thing here. There's nothing out of the realm. There's some light snatch work for cycling. Okay. Then you have the 50-50. Okay. This is just like, this is the uglier side of the first one, right? First one is intensity with intervals. This one is just grunt work. Slog fest. Do you want to, right? That do you want to work out? Do you really want to go to semifinals? Well, then you're going to do a lot of horrible things with a box 150 times. The gymnastics in workout three, I think the last two. All right, here's a question. Do you think you should just do the last two and get nearly the same people to semifinals without the other two?
Yeah, 100%. And the reason I say that is because I don't think the first one will.
Do you need the first one?
Anyone different out of there?
Yeah.
Huh?
Do you even? How about this? Get rid of the first one. First one's a little clunky to me. Just do those three.
I think the first one you can game too much.
Game the shit out of that one.
That's what
we just talked about it. Right. We gamed a movement and we gamed a strategy.
Whereas the other ones, you can't game the other ones. Like the burpee one, like you have to be able to settle in. And this is here, right? In that event, that's going to be your swimmers. That's going to be your collegiate rowers. That's going to be those people that can like, okay, this is really shitty and I can hang on to it for 20 minutes.
Work capacity, endurance, and stamina.
Yep.
That's 24.2. 24.3, gymnastic capacity.
What do you have on it? You need to be able to be good at your gymnastics.
Can't fake. You cannot fake anything in 24.3.
No way. There's so many spots on 24.3 that if you have a hole, you're going to get like not slowed down, you're going to get stuck. Yeah. Where you're just going to be standing there.
Yeah.
And then the last one, it's just like, okay, barbells. And I mean, if you boil it down, I mean, you have that. You have sprint interval. You have long, slow, you have gymnastic, you have barbell.
Yeah.
If you boil down the four, it's really,
man.
Well, they did a good job for the most part overall.
Hey, and that's coming from
Bill. I like it. I don't like the burpees. I think it's way too many. It's stupid. But
it is
overall, when I'm looking at, I mean, like there's always going to be some part of the event that'll be like, ah, that's dumb. But these would be fun to do.
Fun in quotation marks, obviously.
Fun in quotation marks
and fun though. You're right.
I do think that it will get the right people to where we want to be able to. Okay, well, here's my question to you then.
Yeah.
And again, this goes right back to wanting to do. And I get well, you know, we'll do it when all this is over, I guess, as we're kind of filtering through all this. But the idea of what sort of avatar should be moving on from the open.
Yeah.
What sort of avatar should be moving on from quarters, and what type of avatar should be moving on after semis? If we know the fittest athlete on the planet comes out of the games,
all right,
what sort of athlete should be coming into this right here? You know what I mean? That's why the open was, I feel like the open was way pared down.
Sure.
To get to here.
Okay.
And, you know, we saw that, we've seen that in the past with the quarters when it's like, 150 pistols and 150 GHDs. And here we are at the 150 lateral burpee box jump overs.
Okay.
There's a big jump. And it's I don't know if it needs to be that big. And literally, if we were to take the burpee one out, I still would be like, wow, they did it in three. I mean, it'd be nice to have a long one, whatever that would look like. But it's appropriate. I like the athlete that comes out of here on the top. They have gymnastic prowess. They have capacity. They have speed, and they can work under intensity, and they've got strength on the bar. Mm. Now I really want to see that athlete race with other ones.
Halpin, Brightside, none of these look to introduce brand new movements that will cause changes in leaderboard. I agree. We don't need anything new in quarterfinals.
No.
I think we've tested that theory multiple times, a la shuttle runs and V-ups. We don't need to do that madness again. So another lesson learned. Bravo. I'm with you. Regardless of the clunkiness of 24.1 and how much you want to tinker, and honestly, like, the gaming thing is only there for the bottom 95%.
Right. Yeah.
Right. If you want to go to semifinals, you're going to have to just snatch singles, get to your rower, pick up the dumbbells, and just do that four times and have fun not being able to back off the barbell, because you're probably going to need those three or four reps on the bar each round. Okay. But if I just go 24-2, 24-3, 24-4, just regardless of the number of burpees, it only adds to the variety of the events that are on display here.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Okay, if we're talking about 24.1 being John Young did 20. Of course you did, John Young. Of course you did.
What? I just did workout four.
He just did workout four. Put up what you did. I want to know what you got.
John Young just did workout four. Why not workout two? I would assume you would have done that one first because you would love it so much.
This is what we're talking about having a string that runs all the way through. If we've already tested sprint capacity, like on
24.1
of the Open, we've seen that speed already. Do we need to have it in this one? Because what are we really getting out of this particular event, out of 21.1? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have our long one, and the burpee one will be long. It will be long, and then we put all the skill into 24.3, and then we actually lifted in 24.4.
Man, you know what? The more I think about 24.1, like, I have to get a rower, a box, a pair of dumbbells, and a barbell out.
Yeah.
How am I going to run that?
Yeah.
A box, dumbbells, a barbell, and a rower. I took the two biggest pieces of equipment I have in the gym and put them together with snatches. Not like it's doing deadlifts. Like, that bar's dropping and bouncing around.
Yeah, totally.
I like 24, 2, 3, and 4. And then just make up a new one. Right. Same format, though. I like the format. I like the format.
Are you... there have been, you know, between like me and you and JR and everyone else kind of talking about it. Do you think that this is, you know, the 4 versus the 5 scored event?
Mm, yeah.
How do you feel about this now? I mean, because technically here we are, we're talking about, like, we could have even, boiled this down to 3.
Yeah.
What do you think about this?
I'm shocked, actually.
Kinda.
I'm
right?
Shocked. I'm shocked how okay I am with it. What, if anything, if it was either a part B for a 5 score or a 5th event, which we've had in quarterfinals since 2021, we've had 5. What would you add to this?
Holy shit. Total reps. Okay. So John got, what is that? 40?
20.
30. So you got 30.
No.
10, 20, 30, 40. So you got 20.
20 reps. Damn, John.
Nice job, dude.
Damn, Daniel. Does anybody know that reference? No? That's too bad. That's old school. That's like E-bombs world stuff. Damn, Daniel.
Okay.
Back at it again with the white Vans. No? There you go.
No, there's nothing else we need on there.
Ah, yes. All right. Sweet. Some people got it. Of course, Halpin got it. Damn, Daniel. That guy's going to be in my head all day now. Shoot. Okay. One thing I wanted to switch to before we go is going back to our inside the leaderboard strength of field system. How do we feel? Let's go phase one. So we're only looking at 24.1 and 24.2. We'll take a look at what our Get With The Programming strength of field is. Thanks to Mike Halpin and Known and Knowable. This was after the Open and team quarterfinals of our top 100, where we take all the team athletes out of competition in the top 100. This is your worldwide open finish place and removal of the top 100 based off these up and down arrows are based off what CrossFit's currently is. How much of a swing are we going to see with the interval workout and the second workout, either back to North America, maybe through South America, or based off what we saw happen in the open, will we see even more of an extension from Europe in the first half of quarterfinals?
I'm looking at what we base.
This is for the women.
Okay. Well, I mean, and still, I mean, I think on both sides, I think what we'll see is it will be similar on the first two events, but I think there will be a bigger change.
Well, we're going to talk. We're doing a second half show later. We're looking at submission window one. We'll be back this weekend. I'm not sure if it's Saturday or Sunday, just let everybody know. We'll be back here this weekend to recap. And we're putting a lot of stress on Mike Halpin. I think he knows.
What I'm saying is that I don't think the first two events with the movements that are there and the way that it's set up is going to change the avatar yet.
I think we're going to see less in North America and more in Europe. Again, after the first submission window.
Oh, I mean, so basically like the Europeans that were there because of those events out of the open.
This is post-open.
We're going to broaden that out?
Yes.
Okay.
This is post-open and team athletes. So this is the top 100 with team athletes and the open, right, worldwide, using our get it with the programming strength of field. Not Barclays, because Barclays is cool. I like Barclays. He did a good job with that. I think, do you think we'll get any South American women jumping back up in the top 100 after the first submission window? Ooh, Halpin, I'm ready. Man. Over under 49.5 for European women. I'm going to say over.
Over. I'd go over.
It happened after week two.
Yeah. It did.
Matt Burns, are you going to video all these? Yes, I am. You can watch me sit on my ass and do no snatches the last two rounds of 24.1, but I'm going to row 30 calories in a minute.
I'm going to have a hard time trying to figure out when I'm doing them.
Okay, so I think we'll lose some in North America, not as much as we already have in the West, but some in the East. I think Europe, ooh, that over under is actually pretty good. I'm going to say over. Europe's going to get to 50 over. I think South America is going to steal some away from, God, who are they going to take it from? The East, I guess? Yes.
I'd have to look at that list that you had again.
I think Asia's going to lose them.
Who's at the 100 mark?
Yeah. All right, that's the women. Let's go over to the men. Let's see. Top 100. Clicking through. All right. Oh, that was their game spots. All right, here's the men. Men, Europe 38, post-open and team quarterfinals. They went up 11. From CrossFit's numbers.
Yeah.
Again, this is off CrossFit's numbers. East is 32. North America lost 7. They're at 20. None in Africa. None in Asia. 6 in South America. 4 in Oceania. I say East. Oh, I think South America loses some. Oceania gains some. Europe's
going to. Dude, 45 for Europe.
45 for Europe?
I'd say 45.
Yes.
After those first two events, yeah.
Yes. Yes, coming up this weekend, this is the post-open quarterfinals. On this weekend, maybe Sunday, Saturday, Bill and I need to figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
With Mike. We have to give him ample time. Do it in 1 hour. We will do the rankings with open rank plus quarterfinal rank worldwide after phase one with two events left to go. And that's going to be the big show, because if this was the actual way to do it, you would know who's out, who's in, who needs to do well, who needs to stay well to see if they can qualify for semifinals. And we're also going to look at who is in a qualifying position for semifinals. So we got a big show coming up this weekend. Not as big as Taylor versus the World, but it's a big show nonetheless. All right, do you think we'll see the same shift, right? A little less in North America, it'll push up to Europe. South America, I'm not sure, but I think Oceania is going to bump up a bit too. I mean, like, Well, it's not going to change because like Ricky's already up there. Bailey's already up there. Jay's already up there. And Royce is now in there. No, Royce is out because he's going team. Ooh.
So would you change based on...
We won't have a change in Australia or Oceania.
Let's say... What do you think that... How much different do you think that would be after the first two events?
Yeah.
If they flip-flop the first two and the last two events?
I think
those second two events, like these first two to me, I just see it as a continuation, and the last open. Two is going to be like, whoa.
I like it because as much of a big swing as we saw from CrossFit's top 100 strength of field to ours right now, post-open and team athletes being removed, I think we're going to have a lesser swing after phase one of what we had. But I think we're going to see a double swing the other direction after phase two. And same. I can't wait to see what happens after phase two. Phase two will be Wednesday. We got to get in enough time for scores to be submitted, things like that. Chad McKay and Rob Forte from the Rafters. Man, Chad McKay, he got a raw deal in his last CrossFit Games. That sucked.
Yeah, he did.
Remember that?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
That guy was a tank. Like, if anybody at the CrossFit Games was really built like a superhero, and superheroes are not 5'9", unless you're Wolverine, right? And I actually think he's like 5'5", right? Superheroes are like 6'4", 235, right? That's a superhero. That was Chad McKay. That dude's, like, musculature was just out of a comic book.
Yeah, he
his calves were amazing.
Like, wide shoulders. He had those, like, super narrow waist. And then his legs just, like, went forever with these gigantic quads on him. Dude was a beast.
See, this show's a little bit different. Savon talks about the women. We talk about the dudes. I don't know what that means. But that's what we do here. All right, gang. Listen, you guys got the events. If you guys are doing quarterfinals, best of luck this afternoon coming up in about... time frame 90 minutes or so. The Spin will be going live with John Young, Brian Spin, and Tyler Watkins. They'll be talking all about quarterfinals, maybe John's performance in 24.4, obviously what the Heat One app has in store for all of you guys. So make sure you play. And then tonight, the CrossFit Games update show from the Savon podcast will be going live at 6 p.m. Pacific. I think there's going to be like 10 people on that show tonight. And they'll be previewing Taylor versus the world. CrossFat, will Chase take any of these from Bill? The only chance I have is workout two. Maybe.
You like sitting in that.
I have a better, I liked to. I've been trying recently and I'm not very good at it anymore. And I have to work on that. I would say I have a better chance. I have no chance 3 and 4. I'm losing those to Bill. I know that. And the only chance I have to like at least tie the score is 1 and 2. Those are my only chances. Oh, does that mean I have to snatch more? Because I think I could get you on the cows.
I think you definitely could get me on the calendar.
I think our step-ups are negligible.
Right.
Damn it. I don't want to snatch with you.
That's where the only place I'm going to be able to hang, I think, on that.
Damn it.
Is I'm just going to have to do that a little bit more. So
now the better question is how will me and Bill fare against John Young?
Well, I'm definitely not going to get 245 for 20.
I'm already 0 for 1. I know that. I know that.
Oh, man.
I don't know, but his burpees over the bar were pretty quick.
I got, this will be the ultimate of no warm up and just get it done because, dude, I'm going to be broadcasting the show with John.
Are you going to do them? Are you going to try to do them before they go so you just have a better idea of what they're like?
No, dude, because we're broadcasting at 6 in the morning tomorrow.
6 a.m.?
Well, yeah, because it's 9 a.m. Eastern time.
All right.
So I don't know when I'm going to fit it in. It's going to be the whole hit the timer, go.
All right. Strategy, my 24.1 strategy, singles on the snatches in the first round, try to get 10, get onto the row about 1,800 calories an hour if I can average that. Whatever I get, I'll just try to hit for four rounds after that and then see how the step ups go.
Yeah.
And after that, maybe I'm getting five on the snatches because I don't really, I'm not really worried about those. Although if I leave 15 reps on the table, I got to make that up on the freaking rower.
You could definitely make that up way better than I could.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
That'd be a good one.
Workout two. I might do tens on wall balls.
I'm definitely not going to try to do 50 unbroken.
I'm definitely not doing that.
Who cares?
If I do 50 unbroken at all, like my burpee pace, it'd be, I just should just quit. That's done. Because all it's just going to be like, I just got here. Like I bet everyone getting back the second round of burpee box jump overs need to be like mentally locked down, prepared of your emotions when you go down for that first burpee. Cause you're like, son of a bitch. I just left here.
Yeah.
And now I'm back and I'm only in the middle and I know I got another one at the end, let alone the 50 wall balls after this.
See, that's what I'm talking about. It's like going to be a mental shit show. Just like people are going to come out of there with like PTSD.
Oh, I love that. All right. CrossFit.
Go get them.
Good job. Good luck, everyone. Yeah, tune in to the shows tonight. Taylor, good luck against the boys. Dallin, Colton, Jason, you guys are good freaking dudes to put yourselves out there like that. I know there's a lot.
We got Fee Sagafi, too.
Oh, yeah, Fee Sagafi. Yeah, Lindsay Lane. That's right. That's right. Sorry, Fee. Sorry, Lindsay. Forgot you guys are in the mix there.
Yeah.
Just great. Great, great, great. All right. I'm going to do one of these tomorrow.
I have to do one of these tomorrow.
You might need to do both of them tomorrow.
Oh, I do not want to do the two.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday, Corey. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Corey.
Happy birthday. All right, everybody. Good luck. Have fun. Thank you so much to all of you guys that are watching the show today. We love you. We'll see you later. We'll definitely see you on the weekend with phase one done and see how that shook up the leaderboard. See y'all tonight.